Okay, today's daf is daf Chavav. That was a sign of the penultimate. And we're holding at the Mishnah and daf Chavayam and Beis. And Sabra Josh is ready because today he's got quite a lot of challenges coming up one after the other.
Did you tell me what days in the Omer
is? Oh, I'm sorry. It's 30 days in the Omer today. And here we are, Tav Shin Samach Zayin and Masechet Chagiga. For those of you in the wrong sense. Min ha-modi'im v'lifnim, ne'emanim ha-klicheres, min ha-modi'im v'lachutz, ein ne'emanim. Now, some learn that we're continuing here the list of things that are chaymer v'truma mi bakodesh, and these are specific halachas, and others learn that this is in general. There's a din that we accept the Amoretz as being not metame kelim from the city of Modi'im and anywhere in a circle from that area, about 15 kilometers or 15 mil in the Lashon of the Gemara, around Yerushalayim. It's a very fascinating halacha. The reason that we had to be mekel on these in Yonim is because it was prohibited to have any kind of polluting industries in Yerushalayim. Sorry, and because of that, we can take a page out of 2,000 years ago. But any pollution was usur in Yerushalayim. Because of that, they couldn't have any industrial production of klicheres. And the problem is the Beis Hamikdash requires a tremendous amount of klicheres, because every time you use the klicheres, it's basically disposable. You have to break it because there's no way to be retired it from the noser that was in it. Because the next morning, basically, everything in it would become noser, to whatever the case would be. Which is why, by the way, around Shiloh, you have those piles and piles of broken cheres outside of the Mokum. It's assumed to be the Mishkan Shiloh, still Ad Hayom, because cheres was our equivalent of disposable plastic kelim. You need to have a tremendous industry for this stuff, and you couldn't do it in Yerushalayim. So, exactly. So, basically, the area around Yerushalayim, they therefore were mitaher, so to speak, saying that since people are Isaac now in the creation of things for the Beis HaMikdash, so Mimela, we accept the Tahira of Klicheres. And, okay, the question of whether, particularly what Klicheres, we'll see there's an afkamina between things in Yerushalayim Gufa, we're even more Mekel. And over here, we're talking maybe to be Mekel, even Lagabi Truma, perhaps. Not all the Kelim Lagabi Kedish, as we'll see. But in any event, this was our problem, and therefore we were matter. But any place out of Modi'im, in Modi'im L'chutz, ein ne'emanim. You'll notice that we've left the question of the status of Modi'im per se open, and that the Gemara is going to discuss. Ketza. When we talk about this Gezeirah, we've already seen some very strange situations here in Chagiga in terms of the gezeiros of the Ma'alot, because the Ma'alot can be exceedingly inconsistent. In other words, you can have something that's perhaps Tomei at one moment and suddenly Tar at the next moment. And we had the question of whether we spoke about just now about the Kehen that was Makabel something from Anhamor, it's during the period of the Kitot, for instance, during which time he's Neman. And then suddenly now he takes it after the Zaman of Gittot, the same thing that yesterday would have been Tahar is today Tameh, and now the question is, can he leave it till the next Gittot? Now it suddenly becomes Tahar. So here, the Mishnah is about to present another interesting case along the same lines. Ketzad. When we say that it's a function of Modi'in, look, if you have a Kadar who's coming along now and he's bringing in Kiderot for the specific purpose of selling them in the area around Yerushalayim where he knows there's a big demand for clay kodesh. So as he comes in, Nichnas Ufnim in HaModi'in, he comes in now to the area that's enclosed by the Modi'in circle. So Hu HaKadar, he himself, not somebody else now takes over from him. Hein HaKederot, the pots that he brought in for this purpose, Vehein halokhin, and the particular individuals to whom he's selling it saw him bring in these pots. He's ne'eman. The moment that he's yatsa, the same guy, same pots, the same people, he's no longer ne'eman, and the pots are considered to be tameh. Now, What this means is, big machlokes, and we showed him how to learn this. Some learn the pshat, this is where the Rashi is learning, that if he has made pots specifically for the purpose of importing them into the Modin circle, and so now he is coming himself with a shipment of pots. It was there that the Chachamim said that anybody's manufacturing things, even manufacturing them outside of that area, if he's manufacturing it for the purpose of sell in that area, then he himself who manufactured it is an Emon. If he hands it over to somebody else, then already the Emonut is lost, because we're only mommying people who did it for this purpose. It wasn't just anything in this area is Emon. So if you know that this was the guy who came in, and these were the pots, and they didn't start now giving it to a distributor, not the distributors mixing all kinds of things in there, then you can no longer trust it to somebody else. Even if you take for people inside of Modi'im, they have their own business, daily business, maybe they're selling locally. So we need to know, basically, that these pots were made for this purpose. The moment it goes out, he's not Neman. Now, there are other Gersos, someone is talking about that he was originally in, then he went out, it becomes Tomei when it goes out, but if you know that it's the same guy, the moment that it comes back in, it's a completely different approach, but the first seems to be Rashi's approach. Tana. Now, the Braita points out that Modi'in itself, which is left here in limbo, sort of, he's talking about Menamadim Lachutz, and we talked about Menamadim Lachim. The truth is that it really depends on the circumstances. Pa'amim, the city of Modi'im itself, is at times considered to be Lifnim, and at times it's considered to be Lachutz, which is very strange, but again, in terms of the Ma'alot, it all makes sense, because after all, what we're doing over here is basically a dispensation. A dispensation in order to make it possible for Chaverim to have the pots that they need. And therefore, the situation is this. Ketzad. I think I have a Kadar Yotze, the Chaver Nichnas. The Chaver now is about to come in. He knows that he's going to need to purchase pots. And this Kadar now is leaving. Now, this is his last chance. He's entering Modi. He's coming outside, from inside the Modi'im circle, traveling towards the outside. They meet in Modi'im. The Chaver knows, if he doesn't buy now, in another 10 minutes, the guy's going to be leaving Modi'im, for sure it's going to be over. And then it's going to be Tameh. He's not going to be able to buy. He doesn't know whether he's going to find anything inside the circle that's available for him. This is his opportunity, and he wants to buy. So at this point, since the whole idea is the dispensation for the Chaver, we view the area of Modi'im per se, Kilifnim. So now it's as if he's still inside the Modi'im circle.
Even if the seller wasn't intending to sell it away.
What's that?
Even if the seller wasn't intending to sell it away, they wanted to sell it.
No, he was coming back from selling now. He had some kalim still available in his truck. So the Chaver wants to buy, he can buy. But on the other hand, if you have now Shnehem Nichnasim, I mean, so then if they're both on their way into the Modi'im circle, so then wait until you get into the Modi'im circle. We don't have to extend the Modi'im circle to cover the city of Modi'im in these purposes. Or for that matter, even if Shnehem Yotzim, even if now, look, the Chaver had plenty of opportunity to buy while he was there. So now he's saying, but I'm about to leave if I don't buy now. Mister, you could have bought yesterday. You didn't buy yesterday, then go back and buy inside the circle. Why should we give you the dispensation of seeing the city now as inside the circle? You should have bought when you had a chance. So over there, either because the dispensation is unnecessary, or because we don't give a dispensation when it wasn't utilized at the correct time, so there it's Kilachutz, and there we view the city of Modi'im proper as being outside of the Modi'im circle. Omer Abaye Afanana Mitanina. Look, the truth is, it's clear from the Mishnah that there's got to be, forget about the Braita. If you analyze the Mishnah, it's clear that there's a distinction in the status of Modi'im, because basically the Reisha contradicts the Sefer. One point we're talking about outside of Modi'im, and the other point we're talking about inside of Modi'im, and each one implies that Modi'im itself is the opposite. So how's the Mishnah supposed to be understood? It says in the Mishnah, HaKadar, Shemocher Kederot, V'nichnas Lefnim in HaModi'im. Okay? Time of the Lefnim in HaModi'im. So what is the Reisha stressing? The fact that you have to come inside the Modi'im circle, which is Mashin Modi'im itself, is not part of the Ne'amanut. Or Modi'im Gufa, Lo Mehema. Excuse me, but read the next line. Ema Seifa, Yatsa, Eino Ne'ama. Mashin only if he's Yotsei for Modi'im. But Modi'im Gufa, he is Ne'aman. I'd explain that. Elalav Shmamina, it's clear that the circumstances define it. Kan b'kadar yotze b'chaver nichnas, and kan b'shishnehem yotzim or shnehem nichnasim, in which case we view modi'in itself as lachutz instead of lifnim. Shmamina. And this, okay, the Braita, of course, the Derech, the Braita, always is to be mefarish, more detailed, what we actually should have figured out on our own in the Mishnah. And this is clearly what the Mishnah was being meramis to. Tana. Now, the Braita also makes something else clear, that when we're talking about the Ne'amanut over here, we're talking about specifically the Kli Cheres Hadakim. This entire area is not referring to large kelim, such as wine barrels and so on. We're only, that we'll see later, is we're only maimin in Yerushalayim proper. So we have different levels of dispensation. But as far as the chad pa'ami kelim, which in those days were called the klei cheres hadakim, nobody's going to invest in major and heavy things and then break them after one-time usage. But the klei cheres hadakim, that is the only thing that we're talking about. And Reish Lakish says, you know what the Braita means? The Braita means they're dakim to the point where they tell them the adohat. That they're basically, you carry them, you handle them in one hand. That's the kind of weight we're talking about. They're very thin, easily dispensable. Reb Yochanan Omer, afil sheni telem bi adohat. Reb Yochanan says, that's not the point. Even if, I mean, the point over here is the size of the kli, the thickness and so on, the weight, that's not the issue. By the way, Rashi brings a very interesting pshat that he says, I don't accept it. I don't, because the way I learned, the way I was taught doesn't seem to make sense. And he says that I was taught that what we're talking about over here is the difference, dak and rachav is the difference of how wide the neck of the kli is. So if you're talking about a Coke bottle, that's what they're believed in, because there you can't get your finger in the top. Since you can't get it, but not made out of glass, obviously, but made, can you imagine the expense of a Coke bottle made out of glass in those days? God help us. We're talking about Cheres. Imagine what it would cost us today to manufacture Coke bottles from Cheres. Oh my God. So, you see, it's all a function of context. But anyway, so if you had a Cheres that had an opening like a Coke bottle, since you can't get your finger into it, you can't be metamed on the inside. And since a Cheres only makabel tumah from the inside, so the Mela, that's why they believe them. And that's specifically what it was referring to. But Rashi says, that clearly doesn't make sense to me, because, I mean, you're going to see later on in the sugya that it's talking about even where there were things that were tameh that you put inside. So it isn't a function of whether it's able to be mit tameh. It's simply part of the dispensation and the provision of what is required, and with the hope that since people are dealing with Kodesh, that we've already seen when it comes to Kodesh Ameyar, it's a more makbid, and they take it very seriously. First of all, they try to make sure that it's done correctly, and furthermore, they don't lie about it. So there's much less of a chashash, something they don't take seriously. They don't bother learning the halachas about, and they may lie about it. So over here, we believe them because of that. Furthermore, says Reish Lakish, when you're talking about over here, kelim, the dakim is lashon ha'lechanim. This is only if they're empty, because look, the whole dispensation over here was on the status of the kli, right? But if there's something in the kli, which we're going to have to assume has a different status of tuma, let's say, so the amar, we're certainly not going to be matir, let's say, suddenly the kelim and the amar. Okay, so that means that the kelim, I mean, is the god. So, the big day amar, it's a tmeim. If you take those same begodim, you put them in the beg, in the kli, so then even though you say, well, I believe you about the kli, but obviously you were metami the kli. I mean, it's not magic, it has to be, says Rabbi Yochanan, no, it's magic. It's magic. Because it's all ma'alot. That's the whole idea. And afilu mele'im. They could be filled even with mashkim tmeim, for that matter. You know what? Even apikursuto letocho. Even if the begodim of the Amoritz himself, the very mocker of the Gzera, maybe Shematesha Vele Mishton Yida, it's Tomei B'Midras Azov. See, my God, that's an Avatuma. The Kli Cheres over here is an Avatuma B'Toch, it's a Mekabatuma B'Toch. I see it being Nogea with an Avatuma, it doesn't matter. It's Tar. Because the Mala that we made, Legabi Big Day Amoritz, being considered Midras, does not apply to the kelim inside of the Modi'in circle. That's exactly what we're saying. That's part of the dispensation. And therefore, It may sound strange, and it may sound contradictory. Says Rava, not Moda Rav Yochanan, don't misunderstand this. Rav Yochanan is not saying that the way that this magic works is by applying the Tyra to what's in the Kli. It's not that we're suddenly saying the Mashkim are not Tmeim, because if they were Tmeim, then we'd have a paradox that's ridiculous. No, no, no. The Mashkim are Tmeim. Well, that's crazy. The Mashkim are Tmeim. And then the halacha is a halacha that is satura minei ube. If the mashkin are tamein, then the kli by definition is tamei because the kli cheres that comes in contact with its inside mashkin tamein, that's part of the gzera to be matame. No, says Rava, not true, because we've had a perfect example of exactly this same absurdity before, and in fact we even saw that somebody spent the rest of his life apologizing for complaining about the absurdity. And that was the Maisa with Rabbi Yeshua with the Talmid Beit Shammai, when he says, you embarrass me with the stupidity of this psak. And he ended up saying, you know, it makes a great deal of sense, because it was basically an application of the dinim to where they're applicable. So we apply them to the chaver when applicable, and couldn't apply them to the amara. It was not applicable, wasn't again the chaver. What was the case over there, if you recall? Where we had a mate downstairs, and we had a kli cheres that was facing down towards the mate between the first story and the second story, vis-a-vis the Am Haaretz. There's a tahor kli that's not makabel tuma on its backside, that is now chotzitz b'fnei atuma. The Am Haaretz says, look, everything up here is tahor, there's no problem. Right? So therefore, we said over there, the chazur beit Hillel, orot k'divrei beit Shammai, that the food and the mashkim are tahorim. Because, as we pointed out, who exactly are you going to tell that they're not tahorim to? The Am Haaretz? He's going to say, mine are tahor and yours are tahor. So therefore, we don't pass in halachas that are absurd. Mashenka, when it comes to the kalim, incredibly enough, even though the kalim, the foodstuff is tahor, the kalim are tmeim, because we're talking to chaverim, we're going to be borrowing the kalim, and who now need to know they have to be tailored to kalim, and so on. It's an amazing thing. In this case, it would require Hazoya Shlishi Bishvi, so the normal borrowing wouldn't have applied. That's why we made the Gezerah. So therefore, Al Tatame, don't look at me like I'm crazy, telling you that it's possible to have a situation where the Kli is Tar and the Mashkim Tamei Amr B'Tocho, because we had exactly that case in the inverse. Lugin, Mole Mashkim, the Lugin were Tamei to Mashiva. We had over here Tumas Hameis on the Lugin. They required Hazaya Shlishi Ushvi, and nonetheless the Mashkim in the context were Tahorim, right? I don't think you want to have the rest of your life being Hushkur Shinav Bitani Yotav and so on by laughing at me. This is exactly the same halacha. So therefore, we have the Tumas Shiva, Mashkim Tahorim. Over here we have the inverse, in which the Mashkim are Tumayim indeed, with Tumas Amoretz, Afil Apikirusurat Tachocho, and the Kalim themselves are Tahorim because of the din of Minamodiim Velifnim. Hagabaim, Shinichlisurat Ochabayim, Hotza'a Lapoal, comes to the house. Well, they take their time, look around. Question is the TV set tahor or tame? Well, it can always be table and TV sets. I guess that's it.
What about kosher pelafon?
Oh. So the question over here is, how much did they touch? Right, they went to the refrigerator, the freezer, the kalim, they were going around trying to get your taxes out of you. And, of course, I mean, it's the same thing, basically, as far as most people are concerned. Ganavim come into the house.
There was a news report this week
that
there's over 200 reasons that the government of Britain can come into a private person's house. Mm-hmm. The pretext. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, at least they have a little bit of law and order still left in Britain. Right? They don't notice that they've been trampling over civil rights either, so I'm unimpressed. So the Gabaim come into the house, and for that matter, the same thing would be true about Ganavim, who now are returning what they stole. I'm sorry. So then they can say, Lo Nagano. Look, we didn't go into that room, we didn't touch that refrigerator, and so on and so forth. We believe them. I mean, even though they're Ame Aretz, but in context, we believe them to say, we didn't touch. Ubirushalayim ne'amanim ala kodesh. The halacha is that in Yerushalayim we even believe ame'aretz when it comes to kodesh ubishat haregel afala truma. We're going to talk about it more detailed in the Gemara. First, we ask a stira, Ramini. It says, if they came in to the house, nothing they say is going to change it. Everything in the house is tameh. It's assumed that they got into every last drawer, every last refrigerator, freezer, anything. There's no way to be metayer. What do you do with that? It's a contradiction to the Mishnah. Lo kasha, hadi'ikan nochri bahadayo, hadaleken nochri bahadayo. It depends if there is a non-Jew with them. Titznan, im yesh nochri imahem. There's a non-Jew that's with them, then ne'amanim lomar lo nichnas. If they say, look, we never went into this house, this guy was not on the list, then that they're believed. Aval ein ne'amanim lomar nichnas aval lo nagam. They are not believed to say, we went in, but we didn't touch. Why not? Mevchi'ikan nochri bahadayo bahavi. Why do we think that things are worse because there's a nochri with them? Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Elazar argue about the language of the difference. Chanomar, emat nochri aleihem. One says, since the nochri, who is clearly a representative of the shilton, is with them and they're doing the dirty work because he figures the Jews know where the Jews hide their things and so on. So over there, they're scared not to look at everything, not to touch and examine everything because they may get beaten because the doctor is going to say, well, you dirty Jew, not doing your job, you're supposed to be looking. So they're, even though they say, no, look, we tried our best, we didn't touch, it's not, we don't believe them. The Chadamah and the other of the two, the Rabbi Yochanan and Belazer, said, emat malchut aleihem. It's not the question of the fear of the Nochri, it's the question of the fear of the government. The difference between these two Lashonot is as follows. My binayim. They send a lowly guy along with them who they're not afraid of. These guys are going to start up with them. The question is, do they have to be afraid that he sends a report to the government and says these guys didn't do their job and that they're going to get into trouble, or we're not that the government's going to come down on some lowly pekidim that were supposed to be doing the work in the house and so on? They're not worried about what the guy, every time he goes to check to get money, he's going to say, but they didn't look enough. Come on. Now the question is how far we have to be chayish, whether it's a direct chayish or even an indirect chayish. But if they're alone and they're not worried, they're flaw, and they're telling you, look, I'm telling you, we didn't go into the kitchen, we weren't looking for those kind of things, we were only looking for things that had some value, we personally don't like your chalot anyway, so then, in a chinami, they're neman. V'chein ha-ganavim shechzirot ha-kelim. Right, okay, but we have Jews there that say nobody touched. Yeah, we believe them. People come into the house. Let's say we see that the front door was broken through, but the latch, the lock on the closet was untouched. So they didn't get into that area. So the place where we know that they had access to is Tomei. But I mean, the whole place is Tomei. Let's say over here that we can distinguish between one shelf and another shelf or one freezer and another refrigerator. Omer Pinchas Mishmei Derava. What's your question? The point of Yerushki Sha'asu Teshuva, the case that we had over here, is that the Ganavim are coming along and saying, I'm sorry. That's why the Mishnah says, the Ganavim show up and they're bringing back what they stole. So since they're in a matzav of trying to be mitaken, why would they lie? I mean, they're already admitting that they're Ganavim, so they're going to tell it to us like it is. Look, we also unfortunately touched this kelim and this kelim, very sorry and so on, but they're believed to say what they didn't touch. Certainly, if we just know that a house is broken into, we don't have the slightest idea who broke into the house, and obviously we have to assume that they went through everything.
Is that illegal?
No. It's just that there's no reason not to have ne'amanut. It's like anybody else. Ubi Yerushalayim ne'amanim ala kodesh. When we say ne'amanim ala kodesh, because we already said that basically from the entire area from Modi'in, they're believed. But for Modi'im, remember, they were only believed at Klichar Sadaki. In Yerushalayim, they're Ne'amanim even al Klicheres Gasim Makodesh. They're even believed on large Kelim. And the reason, even though these are not the typical disposable Kelim that we said that we need a lot of, but we do need, the Kol Kach Lama, why are we so Mekel? She'ein Osim Kivshanot Yerushalayim. Because we made a Gezerah not to have any type of industry that pollutes in Yerushalayim. So Mamela, we had to also be Mekel to allow the Kelim to be imported from outside. And therefore, the things that we need mamish all the time, thousands of, that we accepted from the whole area. And the others that are being used, not so much for Yechidim, they're used basically by the base of English proper. So there in Achinami, we're matter only Yerushalayim Kufa. B'sha'at ha'regel afala truma. These things are said by Kodesh. When it comes to truma, normally, where this is, again, if we're assuming that all of these Mishnayos are just this last piece, that's a machlokas, are talking about things that we're being more makel to Kodesh are than we are on truma. The reason here we're being more makel, again, is because these are absolute tzrachim for Kodesh, plus the fact that the Amei Haaretz are more makbet on Kodesh, and therefore we'll know the halakas, we'll see to it that it's done properly, they're not going to lie, and so on. But b'shas haregel, afala truma, this piece is certainly dafka for Kodesh, and truma is more chomer, a continuation of the Mishnah before, chomer b'truma. But b'shas haregel, they're believed even on truma. Minani milei, omer of Yeshua ben Levi, de omer akra, v'yasef kol ish Yisrael el ha'ir ki ish echad chaverim. And so when Jews finally get together to kill other Jews, then they can be believed that they're all, this is talking about Pelegish Begivra, the Civil War, when they get together for good purposes, they're obviously all in a state of friendship and rollicking for joy. And so because of that, in the base of Mikdash, we're coming together, and you see from here that Ashas Asifa of Yisrael is Ashas Asifa, is this called a remez, Chaverim. Chaverim, of course, is a play on words over here. For the technical Chaverim, those who were Mekayim on themselves, to be Makbet unto Levitaira. So, but in all seriousness, when there's an Asifa that requires everyone to be Nehig as Yisrael, with the mildness of Yisrael, and the morality of Yisrael, and the commitment to Yisrael, it means that they're all basically on the same darga. That's very suitable here for the Hachana. Hachana for Har Sinai. For today's Halavai. Halavai, that's where it would be coming from. You know that the Vinograd Commission actually mentioned that. That the issue over here is not this prop and that prop. The issue is that if you want to win a war, then you have to talk about the spiritual, the cultural.
Really?
It's unbelievable. So the whole country's falling apart. I mean, we've been commissioned only to look at this, but this is not where it's coming from. It's a beautiful, beautiful.
Bashar, he told them exactly where to send the missiles when he was in the Knesset.
What the heck?
See, we wouldn't have known that until it was.
Does that have to do with this? But anyway, but we see from what I was saying is this beautiful achon for Kabbalah Satera. That's just the same lashon ki ishechad chaverim, basically ki ishechad b'leiv echad, which is the Kabbalah of the chumras of the Torah and so on. That really the things that bring out the elements of Yisrael, fascinatingly, are when Yisrael come together to do something as Yisrael. So it's why I say Kol Yisrael, then everybody takes on themselves the identity of a Ben Yisrael. So you're coming up Alil Rego, and you're taking on yourself that sense of what it means to be Yisrael. That's why you're coming up to the Rego. And so by definition, it's not just a play on words, obviously. By definition, there's no such thing really as an Am Haaretz at that point. And so we would trust everybody. You're looking for the mechanisms. Obviously the mechanisms are, as we said earlier, we can't start playing games and distinguish between people and they come up to bring a carbon and say, your Kalim are no good, your Yain is no good, your Shem is, that's all that we need though. We forget about a Beit HaMikdash. That's the mechanism for how it is that we work out the Heter. But in reality, there is a difference in people and we respect the difference in the status of the Ben Yisrael when he's coming together with Kol Yisrael Chaverim.
Talking about
Yeah, okay, very good. Mm-hmm. Belin
and Eitam came out with a joint article.
Yeah, but that's not called Yisroel. I've been talking about Yisroel.
Belin became non-from
Yom Kippur work. Eitam became from because of Yom Kippur.
It's quite interesting.
But Rabbi Chai Hashem Yom Yomimah immediately follows this Maisa. So maybe there's some connection to...
That's interesting. Saba Jasha. Here again is another one of these absurd situations. We believe, we just said in the previous mission, that when everybody comes up from the regular, everybody's tar. Okay, fine. I'm a shopkeeper, he's a chaver. No, you know those kind of shops, Sam's Club and so on. It says for members only. Okay, but during the Yontif, it says, everybody's a member. So that means that everybody's coming in. You know, and since the civil rights riots by the Yamei Haaretz in the 70 BC, there was no way to keep them out. So therefore, during Yontif, everybody's poking around my wine shop, and everybody's poking around my bakery, touching the goods and sampling the goods and so on. Okay, I don't care because the Chachamim said everybody starves, so it's okay, you know. But then, all of a sudden, it's Mitzvah Yontif, and I got a half a barrel left. Now what do I do? Because I'm a chaver. I'm not even allowed to sell it. I pour it out. So now the question is, again, height of absurdity, something that yesterday was tar suddenly becomes tame retroactively, or is it that, I mean, it's another height of absurdity, that what would previously be considered to be tame under any circumstances, but it's not the regal today. I could continue to sell, because after all, the people that touched it were really tar. That's the question. How do we look at it? They were really tar, or it was a dispensation for the time? That's the question. Again, here's another example of the situation of before and after, and then before again, or after, before, and after again. So we had in the Mishnah before and in numerous cases. So here the guy opened up his chavit, the Amei Haaretz were in touch with the wine, or in Matil B'Issato, in his bakery, Agava Regel. It was the last day of the Regel, and now he's left trying to sell whatever's left. So Rabbi Yehuda says, it's okay. You can more. After all, the people who touched this and were in your store were all chaverim, by definition, during that time. So does it suddenly become tamei? The chachamim omrim, no. They were only considered to be tar because it was the regal. Now it's not the regal. Take off your blinders and see reality. It was touched by tmeim. Yosef Rabbami, Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha, Akila, the Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha. So they were sitting together, and oftentimes that little opening hall, people had the most wonderful conversations, where often the Gemara reports to us what came out of those little waiting halls. I got a brilliant idea. We had before the idea of the Kohen who gets something, and it's not Torah now. We said, okay, maybe leave it to the Zman HaGitot, and then it'll be Torah. We even considered maybe leaving it to the next regal. It was one of the cases we had yesterday. So how about if I leave it to the next yontif? So now it's yontif again. So I put my blinders on. All of a sudden, I have rose colored blinders, and everything looks great. And we can trust everybody again, right? So would that be okay? Oh, Malayida. So one of the others said, "That's insane." Yada koma mashmashinba. What's the matter with you? Every Tom, Dick, and Harry in the world has been poking with their hands in there, and you're saying, what, we're suddenly going to be matirit just because it's a rega? Omar Leif said, the other one said, I don't know what you're saying. But until now, wasn't that Tom, Dick, and Harry, last I looked, that was in the store during the rega? Omar Leif, what are you talking about? That ain't no Tom, Dick, and Harry. Those are chaverim. Kol Yisroel chaverim. So bishlam ada idnam in until now, to matam arz beregel doesn't exist. Rachmona tiara, the Torah has told us, Kol Yisroel chaverim. Don't dare you call them Tom, Dick, and Harry. Elahashta, but now, looking back, sure looks like Tom, Dick, and Harry. So now, it's Tarmik. Now, this seems to be, this discussion in the Kila, on the surface, seems to be the machlokas, and between Tanoi, name a kitanoi, the Tani Choda. There's one man, the Omer Atana, who said Yenichen al regal acher, keep it to the next regal. If you started your yain or your isa, Tanya ida, lo Yenichen al regal acher, my love, apparently this is the machlokes tanoi, can you or can you not leave it? In other words, is retroactively do things change, and it's only a mode of behavior, or is it a definition of what happened, the way things were during the rega? Says the Gemara, not necessarily. It actually may be a function of the machloket in the Mishnah itself. Nobody's going to fess up to actually owning that device, so we'll pretend that we don't hear it, right? So, says the Gemara, maybe not. Sounds like a Passaic ring to me. I don't know. We have a barrel of wine.
That's the other one.
Told you to Passaic ring. Look, so not necessarily, because ha-diktani yinichena, where it says, leave it, that's going on, leave it to Rabbi Yehuda. And Rabbi Yehuda, after all, said yigmar. So that means, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the status is defined by not the time that you're in, but rather the time that the maga took place. And since Rabbi Yehuda says you could finish the wine, so then he could say you could use it in the next rega. V'hadiktani lo yinichena rabbanan. That makes sense. What do you mean? Vatizbar Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda Yigmar Kama. Why in the world would Rabbi Yehuda say wait until the next rego? Rabbi Yehuda says you can finish it now. So he's the Mandiyama that says, here you've got the very Mandiyama that you're saying says look at it in terms of the status at the time of the Maga. He's saying look at it even now. I mean, what you're talking about is you're agreeing that right now we can't use it. Nonetheless, you're saying, once the rego kicks in, it defines for us how to look at the maga. That's a third shita, right? One shita would be basically, look, having said that the maga was tar, the maga remains tar. That's Rabbi Yehuda. Then there's a machlokas that we just talked about over here between the people that were sitting in the kila, in which one said, well, certainly it was defined by the rego, but the regel tells you how to look at the maga. So if it's again regel, let's say now it's shluis before it was Pesach, so it's again telling you, look at the maga that was then as being tahar. Now I don't have a right to apply regel standards not during the regel, so I can't finish it now, but I certainly put it away for during the regel. And then we have a third shita that says, no, once it was defined now retroactively as tamei, how's another regel going to suddenly be matayarit? So, but don't try to tell me that this is Rabbi Yehuda. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you can actually finish it up right now. You can more. Why would you say wait till the next rega? Okay, sorry. Hadiktani lo yanichena. Rabbi Yehuda. Maybe the meaning of what here is lo yanichena, you don't need to leave it to the next rega. Not don't leave it to the rega because it would be tamei. So Rabbi Yehuda is saying, what do you got to leave it to the next rega for? Why don't you just finish it up right now? That's the point. And Vahadiktani Yinichena would mean the Rabbanan, so that even the Rabbanan who say, well, you can't act not on the regal the way that you would act on the regal, but even they would be motivated, but the next regal you can act as if it were the same as the regal before, because on the regal we define Tumata Amaretz as being Tar. There's no problem. That's the point. So there, my lo yanichena, and therefore the way we would have to explain the words, Rabbi Yehuda says, don't, assuming it's Rabbi Yehuda, don't leave it, not don't leave it, why leave it? Ein tzarech manichena, what's the point of leaving it? Why not be gomer it right now? There never was a maga amaretz, because the din of the rego redefines the status of the amaretz, not redefines the way in which you act about the maga of the amaretz. Okay, so we have basically three possibilities really. Misha avar haregel. Once the regel is passed, then ma'avirin al taharat azara. We also have a problem now with all the kelim in the Beit HaMikdash, in which Amei Aretz could have been in touch. Now ma'avirin, there's many ways of explaining the word ma'avirin. Rashi learns ma'avirin means we move all the kelim out to take them to the mikveh, so that we ma'avirin is a sense of move them out, gather them together. Other word, learn that ma'avirim is the lashon of announcing. Vayaviru kol b'machaneh. So we announce it is time to take care of the kelim. In other words, you can no longer rely on the tumas amaretz during the regel now, and now we will, certainly in terms of Kodesh itself, irrespective of what we just said about Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, we will now have to be metayer all of our kelim because of the Maga Amaretz before. Right?
Labor.
Yeah, exactly. We're not saying we're here. And another lashon, maybe ma'avirin, is a lashon of ein ma'avirin ala mitzvot, meaning immediately we take care of this right away, and we move on. In other words, move on to the next stage. The next stage is now. Let's take care of everything that we need to take care of in the Beis Hamikdash. Oh, Kalim for Dam, Kabbalah's Dam that were around. It was all over the place. The Shechita was all over. Even Ezra Yisrael. The Bailim came in with Masbech on the carbon, with Shochet. Oh, now all of the Kalim for Kabbalah. Yeah, but it's within range of everybody's. People holding things, touching things, and so on. There's nothing wrong with them touching. What's even more, we're going to see there's even a chance. We'll see Smach, the Rambam's approach. That the Menorah and the Shofar were actually accessible to Israel as well. We'll talk about it. So this, however, is not true in a case where the regel was finished on a Friday. So of our regular Yom Shishi, lo ayuma avirim, we didn't have time basically at that point because of Kavanah Shabbos. I mean, basically everybody's busy today. They're busy getting ready for Shabbos. If we need to take care of the Azorah today, I mean, there's not going to be time to do anything else. A massive job. So therefore, we weren't Mechayev again. It's another one of these dispensation issues in which we don't look necessarily to a strict definition of the halacha in a framework that makes sense. It's not meant to make sense. And the question is, what is considered to be the regel, basically? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Rabbi Yehuda says, well, even if we come out on a Thursday, I mean, Eina Kohanim Pnuyim, the Kohanim are busy doing what? What is busy doing on a Thursday? Tanush Eina Kohanim Pnuyim in the Hotzi Badesh. Remember that during the Yontev, there's an enormous amount of ash that's being collected now on the Mizbeach, which is put on the Tapuah, which is the middle piece, which all the ash every day they would shovel it to. And we're not talking about the Trumas Hadesh, which is basically a formality of taking out a little bit. Putting it next to the Mizbeah. We're talking about over here the actual mess that needed to be. I mean, tons of, you know, that we know was exaggeration, but the Famima Yusham Afilos Roshmiot Kur, you know, it's insane amount of ash. So it took a whole day to get rid of that. We're not going to take today to do the Tyra, and then tomorrow they're going to have the problem getting ready for Shabbos. So wait until Sunday, basically. You know, so that, I mean, that's the question. Log Bomer coming out on a Sunday, can you basically shave? We've got a good situation this year. Shave and enjoy.
What? Erev Shabbos?
Yeah, but not on Thursday. Erev Shabbos. Unless you're busy being Motzi Kodesh. Kate said, Ma'avirin al Taharat Asra. The Mishnah said, we are over. Again, whatever that means, get right to it. How exactly do we do it? Well, Ma'atbilina takilim shayu b'migdash. What we do is we take all of those things that might have been touched, but during the Yontif, the Omrim, and during the Yontif, we need to make sure, good Lord, that's all we need is for the Shulchan to get Tamei. Then what are we going to do? Because we got the Lechem on the Shulchan, it has to be there Tamei, and we can't take away the Shulchan to be entire. So we tell, now here's a big machlokas, according to Rashi, and most of Rishonim, we tell Kohanim, who during the Yontif are considered to be Chaverim, but they're Ameorit. So we warn them, look, be careful if you're being Isaac in that area, do not touch the Shulchan. Because then how are we going to be Matayah the Shulchan? So we tell them, Yizaharu Shalotig Ubishulchan. But according to the Rambam, we tell everybody that's there, do not touch the Shulchan. Now this is the Rambam's Shita, and it's actually clear from the Yerushalmi that they did take the Shulchan out from its place, as we'll see in the Gemara. It doesn't mean that they simply held it up to show off the Lechem Aponim, the Chib of the Lechem Aponim. They gave everyone an opportunity to see it up close and would walk around with it. So that there was a chance that some people would touch the Shulchan. It's quite an experience. The Shulchan walked around. And we'll see later on we have a problem with the menorah as well. According to the Rambam, the menorah actually would be even kosher. The hadlak of the menorah is even kosher bizarre. So I mean, certainly it's not a problem to imagine a case, but we'll talk about that in a moment. So be careful not to touch the shul. Now the other kelim, most learn. Again, it's a machlokas. There are some who learn all kelim besides the shulchan. Some say call kelim even a shulchan, but we don't want to use the reserves. But all of the kelim had reserves. In other words, if something had happened to the kelim that we were using, we always could go to the locker and take out another kli. And even though this we're talking about a fantastic sum of money to have golden kelim and so on, that are each one has this one held in reserve. We had reserves for kol kelim. Shayuvei Mikdash, we had multiple. What do they have? Fail safe. What do they call it? They call that word not reserve. Oh, what's the modern term? Where one computer will take off. No.
Where what happens?
Ability. It's something. Ability.
Redundancy.
There's another word for it. All right. So we had second, third level reserves for the kelim. She'im nitmu harishonim yaviu shnim tachtem. Anything happened to a kli that we were using, we could take out a kli from the reserve. Kol hakelim shayu b'mikdash tu'unim tefila. Anything that would get touched by somebody who was tummy actually would require tefila, except for the mizbeach hazahav. We'll see why we don't require tefila in the mizbeach hazahav, and except for the mizbeach hanechoshes, both for the same reason. Mipnei she'hem kikark. Eliezer says, the Mizbeach HaZov and the Mizbeach HaNechoshes have a din of being mechuber lekarka, and therefore, they're not mekabel tuma. Whereas the Chachomim omri, mipnei she'hem mitzupim. Now there's a question in the Gemara, how to understand that. That's not the reason they're not mekabel tuma. They're not mekabel tuma because they are covered with another material, whatever that means. Or whether it means, no, they are mekabel tuma, because they're only like karka if they wouldn't be covered with gold or with copper. But since they are covered, therefore they are mekabel tuma, we argue with you about the psak. That we're going to see in the Gemara. But the shulchan, of course, isn't listed here. The shulchan is just because we tell them don't be nogea. But as far as the possibility of being mekabel tuma, the possibility of being mekabel tuma, we'll see as a function of how the Torah views it. And there's a tzad to say the Torah considers these kelim to be adama, because that's what they're called, compared to mizbach adama. So therefore they won't be mekabel tuma. Tana. Now the Braita says, hizaharu, shema tegu b'shulchan u'bimnora. The Braita says, we warn people, be careful not to touch the shulchan or the menorah. Now, our Tana conspicuously leaves out the menorah. Why? Tana didan might time a lotani menorah. Well, the shulchan is a problem. The shulchan, it says, tamid. It says, lechem fanai tamid. So how are we supposed to take it away from the Beis HaMikdash, from the Heichal, in order to be putting it into a mikvah? I mean, we can't take it away. But by the menorah, it's not a problem. Doesn't it say that the menorah is opposite the shulchan? Doesn't that mean that as long as the shulchan is there, the menorah has to be standing opposite the shulchan? So that means if you're telling me I can't remove the shulchan, then I can't remove the menorah. So why don't we have to warn him? That's not coming to tell me it has to be there. All it's saying is, and where is the menorah placed when it's there? It's place, no shulchan. We just need to know the setup in the Heichal. Wait a minute. Isn't there the typically? Why do I need this? It says Yizaru Shalom Tegu B'Shulchan. How is the shulchan going to be mekabel tuma? Isn't it a kli eitz asur lenachat?
It says
you want to say it one more time before I understand it? So the difference, Although, as Aaron has pointed out, the word tamid does appear by the menorah. The difference is that the tamid, when it comes to shulchan, is that the lechem has to be there at all times. The tamid, when it comes to the menorah, only means it should be lit mi'erev ad boker. But it doesn't have to be lit always. And so memela, there's a big difference. During the time in which it's not lit, let me take it out, be tayvel, and bring it back in. Then it'll be ready for the hadlaka tonight. So memela, it's not the same level of tamid that occurs with the shulchan. Says the Gemara, but typically the kliyetsa osur lenachasu, the kol kliyetsa osur lenachas lo mitayma. Why don't we say that since it's not moved about, it's not meant to be moved, so therefore it's not matami? Why is it not matami? Because the Torah compares the kliyetz in the same pasuk as sak, and sak is metalta malivareka. Masak mitatel malem vereka, avko mitatel malem vereka, and so therefore the shulchan simply cannot be mitami. No. The shulchan is definitely moved. It's not true. Shulchan isn't meant to stay in one place. Hainami mitatel malem vereka mukeresh lakish. The omeresh lakish ma'idiv ala shulchan atahor. Why does the Torah say put it on the shulchan atahor? Put it on the shulchan atahor. Obviously, if it says atahor, it has to be possible that it's tameh. Mechlal shu tameh. Why would it be tameh? Am I? Kliyetz asui lenachasu, isn't it a kliyetz that is meant not to be moved? And therefore, by definition, it's not makabatumah because it's not similar to sak. Ela melame, this teaches us that it is meant to be moved. How? Melameh shemagbiinoto, umar inbo lole regalim. We lift it up, show off everyone that came, the lechem upon you. The omrim lam, and we tell them, Re'u chibatchem lifnei hamakom, look how chaviv you are in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Siluko kesiduro, it's as warm and soft right now, and at the time, by the time we're going to take it off by Shabbos, despite the fact that it's been sitting here for 7 days, it's still steaming as if it came out of the oven. The Omer of Yeshua ben Levi, Neis Gadol Na'asa V'Lechem HaPanim, Kesiduro Kach Siluko, Shenemar Lasum Lechem Chom, B'Yom Hi Lakho. It says over here that it was, when they were giving it to David HaMelech, it says over there, Lechem HaPanim was hot on the day that you took it off of the Shulchan, B'Yom Hi Lakho. So obviously there was a Neis that kept it hot. So therefore it's Mekabel Tuma. Says the Gemara, why are we going through these contortions to explain why the shulchan would be mekabel tuma? I mean, the reason it's mekabel tuma is because it's not made out of wood; it's covered with metal, and metal kalim are not compared to sak. Metal kalim are mekabel tuma, whether they stay in their place or not. So what do we have to bring a raya over here that you lift up the shulchan? It's not considered to be kli. It's not a kliyetz bichlal. Typically, we shouldn't tzipui. Now you'll say, yes, but tzipui, that's not choshev. I mean, we look at the main kli. That's not true. D'atnan, isn't it a beferish and mishnah in kelim? And where it says, ha-shulchan va-dulpaki. If you have a table, or you have one of those folding serving tables, shenifchatu, that broke, o shechipan b'shayash, or you covered them up with, now, a surface of marble, and marble is not a makabel tuma, but shi'er be'makom anachat kosot. There's still room, despite the marble cover, there's still room, or despite the breakage, to set down cups. So it's usable as a shulchan, usable as a serving shulchan. Tameh. And if not, it's not tameh. Why? Because marble is not makabel tuma. Who cares about the marble? The underlying shulchan isn't marble. So you see from there that it goes according to the cover. So if it goes according to the cover to save it from tuma, it should go according to the cover to be metameh. If the covering over here of the shulchan is metal, zahav is makabel tuma. Reb Yehuda says it's not enough to have a place to set down a cup. You need to have makom anachat achatichot. You have to have a place to put down bread. But that's irrelevant. I mean, everybody is must that it's the covering that's going to define the status of the table. Now, if you try to tell me, okay, That's a garbage table. I mean, we're talking about the year Atze Shittim and their Choshev Velobotel. I mean, just a little bit of gold is going to be Mavazel Atze Shittim. Come on. Maybe that's the reason. Well, it's interesting that that reasoning is actually a machlokas. So according to Reish Lakish, who indeed says that Lo Shana Labekli Aksalgim Abaim Bidinat Hayam, those cheap kind of shulchanot and dobekis that are brought in from China that are just basically disposable, you know, that aksalgim, I mean, over there, of course, the cover is what's important, and what's underneath, that's sibik, who cares about that? You know, that doesn't count. Avo bekli mesamim, but an actual valuable kalim, I mean, then we would never say we'd go according to the tzipui of shayish, and that wouldn't be bought. Shoppers, then that makes sense. You can say that the shulchan is so choshev, the workmanship and the wood and so on, that the gold isn't mevatel of the wood. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, it says no. The din is you go according to the surface, no matter how great the quality is, afilu b'chlei mesamim nami, nonetheless the kli is bottled to the cover. My ikala meimar. What are you going to say over there? V'chi tema. So maybe you'll say, okay, but isn't there a difference in how it is that you put on the tzipui? I mean, maybe there should be a nafkamina. V'chi tema kan b'tzipui omeid, and kan b'tzipui she'eno omeid. Is there a difference in the way in which the tzipui is affixed? As if the tzipui is affixed with a glue or it's affixed with nails or somehow. So I understand that it's part of the actual tape. Where Mashenkin, if it's just a coating, say the way the aron was made in the Beis HaMikdash, not a fix, you have three separate aron. No, just take one inside the other one. It's one in the box. So the Tosfos says, and apparently the Shulchan was made the same way, fascinatingly. It was omeid, like the aronot, so that you could simply take off the cover. So maybe that's why we're still looking at it as a wooden kli, and that's why we need to go through all of this, these contortions to figure out why it's not a kli that's omeid lanachas, because it's going to be lifted up and so on. Maybe that's the reason. That question was actually raised by Reish Lakish. Is there a difference? B'tzipui omeid or b'tzipui she'eno omeid? It's talking about a standing, meaning that this is the way now that it's permanently affixed, or that it's not permanently affixed. Are we talking about b'chofet levaz vazav or b'she'eno chofet levaz vazav? You know that you have the difference in the coverings for Pesach. So you have the cheaper coverings, cover up your counters, but they don't come down to cover the edge of the counters. Those are very complicated to make. You've got to have them matched up in the good ones, bend over, and they cover over the edges. That's the levaz vazav. So are we talking about a tzipui? What level of tzipui do we refer to when we say it goes according to the tzipui and not according to the underlying thing? If it's just like a sheet that's on top, and I can actually see right underneath it, there's the edge is wood, is that also considered to be the tzipui that's mevato, the shem of the kli? And Rabbi Yochanan said to him, it makes absolutely no difference. Lo shana b'tzipui omeid, lo shana b'tzipui she'eno omeid, lo shana b'chofet levaz vazav, lo shana b'she'eno chofet levaz vazav. Any type of cover is considered to be sufficient to look at cover. So then that means that the shulchan isn't made out of wood, for all intents and purposes, for all halachic purposes. So why did we just spend 20 minutes trying to figure out if it's made out of wood, that it's compared to sack, except that over here we bring a raya, that it's different because it's Shulchan HaTahar to teach us that we move it around. I mean, yeah, it's a beautiful story, but it's completely irrelevant. The Shulchan is not made out of wood. And therefore, we have to tell people, don't touch it, because since it's not made out of wood, it's going to be makabel too. Ella, you're right. The Shulchan is a unique case. Shinai Shulchan. The Shulchan is different because the Torah has, by fiat, called it wood. And therefore, it's wood. I says, it looks like gold to me. It's wood. Dichtiv. How do we know, where do we see that the Torah calls the Shulchan wood? Because we have the whole story, basically. HaMizbeach eats. Here the Malach is showing Yecheskel around. And he's got his little laser measuring kit with him behind his ear. No, he comes up to what it says on Mizbeach. It says, Amizbeach 8, Shalosh Amot Govoa, Vorkoshtaim Amot, Umiksotav Lo. It has even sides, in other words, it's square. Vorko, its underlying sense, Vikirotav, that's the upper part, and the parts that are on the side are all made out of wood. And then, this is what I see, and then he speaks to me, the Malach, says Yecheskel. V'yedaber elai, and he says to me, Ze ha-shulchan asher lifnei Hashem. What? Is this a shulchan or is this a mizbeach? So you started off talking about a mizbeach. So patach b'mizbeach v'siyem b'shulchan. What's this all about? So Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish da'aber tarvayu. This means b'zman shebeit ha-mikdash kayam. When there's a Beit HaMikdash, the Mizbeach is mechaper on human beings. Bizman she'in Beit HaMikdash kayam, achshav, shulchano shel adam mechaper alav. The way in which a person treats his guests, that's mechaper on him, that's his shulchan, it's our shulchan, it's the Hashem. But meanwhile, it says over here, eitz zeh ha-shulchan. That means that the Torah is called the shulchan eitz. Therefore, it's telling us the halacha of the shulchan is that were it osui l'nachat, it wouldn't be mekabel tuma. Why then is it mekabel tuma that we have to tell everybody zaru shelo tigu b'shulchan? That's only because we do in fact lift it up. And where do we see that we lift it up? Ala shulchan atahor. So why would the Torah tell us to lift it up? From there we understand it must be because there's an inyan to expose those things to Bnei Yisrael during the regal, that they should see the value of their chavivas in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Men avodim v'lifnim nemanim at nicheres men avodim v'lachutz en nemanim. Keitzar HaKadar, shemokhat tirot, nichnas lifnim men avodim, hu HaKadar, v'en HaKadirot, v'en HaLokfin, neman, nemom diz yotzei en neman. Tana, modiim itself, pa'amim kelifnim, pa'amim kelachutz keitzar. Kadar yotzei v'chaver nichnas kelifnim. But if Shneim Niklasim or Shneim Yatsim Kilachutz, Omra Bayafana Namitamina Hakadar, Shemakaratak Derot, and the class of Kirin Amodi. So Taima Delifnim in Amodi, Homodi in Gufa, Lomehema, Ema Seifa Yatsa in Oneman, Mashma Bidim Gufa is Emma. Elalav Shmamina Khan, Bekadar Yatsibaka Vernichnas, Khan Bishishneim Yatsim, or Shneim Niklasim, Shmamina, Tana, Neamanim Niklicheres, Adakin, the Kurdish. We had a case before in the inverse where Lugin or Meloy Mashkin, where the Lugin or Tamei to Mashiv and the Mashkin retired. הגבאים שנכנסים לתוך הבית, וכן הגנבים, שהחזירו את הכלים, הרי נאמנים לומר לא נגענו, בירושלים נאמנים על הקודש, בשעת הרגל אף על התשומעה. ומי? הגבאים שנכנסו לתוך הבית, הבית כולו תמי, בקשה, די כנוכרי בדיוד, ודולה כנוכרי בדיוד, אצלן. אם יש נכנים להם נאמנים לומר לא נכנסנו, אבל אין נאמנים לומר נכנס או לא נגענו. וכי כנוכרי בעדי או מייאבי, וביוכל רב אלעזר, אחד אמר אימת נוכרי עליהם, אחד אמר אימה מלכות עליהם, מי בעיניי או איגה בעיניי הם נוכרי שאינו חשבו. וכן, הגנבים שהחזירו את הכלים רבינו, הגנבים שנכנסו לתוך הבית, אינו תמי אלא מקום דריסת רגלי הגנבים, but that is definitely all תמי. אמרו פנחס משמעי דרבה, כי שעשו תשובה, דקנאמי, תנאי שהחזירו את הכלים, משמעי ובירושלים נאמנים על הקודש. תנא נאמנים רק מחרס גסים לקודש. Not only on the things that you could buy מן המדיעים לפנים, וכל כך למה? שאין עושים כפשונות בירושלים. בשעת הרגל אף על התשומה. מנוע נמילה יום רבי ישר בן לבד יום הקרא, ויאסף כל איש ישראל. אלא עיר כאיש אחד וחברים. הכתוב עשאן כולם חברים. הפותח את חביתו, והמתחיל בעיסתו אגב הרגל, רבי ידע אמר יגמור, וחכמים אומרים, לא יגמור. יוסף רבה אמין רבי יצחק נפקא, כאילו רבי יצחק נפקא. פות אחד ואמר, מהו שניחן על הרגל האחר? הוא אמר לה, ידע, Yada kol mashmashim ba v'atama kinichenu regel acher. Omele nu and ada idna lav yad kol mashmashim ba. Omele what yada kol? Achi ashta. Bishleim ada idna was tumas amarz regel. Rachmana tiara v'hashta it's tameim. Name it ketanoi. The tani chodi yinichenu regel acher. The tani idak lo yinichenu regel acher. So my love tanoi lo. How did tani yinichenu? What is it? Tanoi. I'm sorry. Lo, Haditani Yerichena is Rabbi Yehuda, Haditani Lo Yerichena is Rabbanu, but Tizbra. Rabbi Yehuda would never say Yerichena. Rabbi Yehuda says Yigmor. Sorry. Haditani Lo Yerichena, meaning you don't have to, is Rabbi Yehuda. Haditani Yerichena is Rabbanu, my Lo Yerichena. She'in Tzarif La Nikha. Misha Avar Rego Mavirin Atarat Azra. Avar Rego Liyom Shishi. Lo Yerichena Mavirin Nikvara Shabbat. Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Af lo biyom chamishi, sheina kohanim pnuyim even then, Tana, sheina kohanim pnuyim lo tzibadesh. Ketzed ma'avirin af ta'arat azara, but bilin et ha'kelim, shayu be'migdash, but during the yontav omrim lo mi'izaru shalot tigu b'shulchan. Kol ha'kelim shayu be'migdash, yesh lam shniim b'shlishim, she'im nitmu ha'rishonim, yaviyu shniim tachtayim. Kol ha'kelim shayu be'migdash, t'unim tfila, Chutz b'mizbeach ha'zahav u'mizbeach ha'nechoshes. B'pnei shem kekarka, the Rebbe's v'chomim omrim, b'pnei shem mitzupim. Tana, izaru shema tig'u b'shulchan u'b'amnorah. V'tana did on my time alo tani menorah. Shulchan k'tiv b'tamid, menorah, lo k'tiv b'tamid. V'ida, k'tiv d'ch'tiv et ha'menorah, nochach ha'shulchan. So then it has to be that all time the shulchan is there. So it's k'man d'ch'tiv b'tamid on it. V'idach, ha'u l'kva lo makom u'liyata. But typically the kli eitzah sri l'nachat uva kol kli eitzah sri l'nachat lo mitamei my timer do me the sak bina ma sak mitate amalei v'rekan afko mitate amalei v'rekan hainami mitate amalei v'rekan uter shlokish don reshlokish mai dechtiv ala shulchan ha-tahor v'ashu tamei why is it tamei amai kli eitzah sri l'nachat uva v'inu mekabatuma ela melamei shemagbin oto umarin ba lo le regalim לכם הפנים ואומרים להם, ראו חיבתכם לפני המקום, סילוקו כסידורו, ליום רב יושב הלוי, נס גדול נעשה לכם הפנים, כסידורו כך סילוקו, שם עצום לכם חום ביום ילקחו. טייפקלי משום ציפוי דתנן, על שולחן ודול בתי שנפחתו שחיפם בשייש, איף שיער בהם מקום הנחת כוסות תמי, או רב יהודה סד ינתמי משייר מקום הנחות, at least חתיכות הברד, וחיתם בשעני עצים הצישיתים, that are so choshev, they're not bottled to the kisui, that's only true, I live in Rish Lakish. Diomar lo ne'em, alo shono elo b'chli ha'ksalgin, alboi mi b'dinat ha'yam, abo b'chli mesamim, not that imported junk, lo badly. So then it would make sense, but according to Rabbi Yochanan, I'm afilo b'chli mesamim, nari badly. Ma'ikol ha'meima, v'chitem ha'kam b'tzipui omein, kam b'tzipui she'en omein, we know that that's not what he holds, because alboi mi Rish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan, is the din of going according to the tzipui, b'tzipui omeid, or even b'tzipui shein omeid. B'chofet levaz vazav, rim v'shein chofet levaz vazav. And Rabbi Yochanan told him, lo shano b'tzipui omeid, lo shano b'tzipui shein omeid, lo shano b'chofet levaz vazav, lo shano v'shein chofet levaz vazav. So again, we're stuck. Why are we looking for a reason that the shulchan should be able to be mital to malivarek, if it's not made out of it, it's anyway? Elashayne Shulchan, the Torah declared that it's eitz. Rachmona Karya eitz. The Chiv HaMizbeach eitz. Shalosh Amot Gavoa Vorko Shtayim Amot. Umikso Otavlo Yorcho Vikirotav are all eitz. Vayidaber Elay Zeh HaShulchan Hashem Lifnei Hashem. By the way, didn't you start off with the Mizbeach and now all of a sudden it became a Shulchan? Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish Damit Avayu. Bizman Shebeit HaMikdash Kayam. Mizbeach mechaper al adam. Hakshav shulchan o shel adam mechaper al adam.